Look at me, I'm Paladin.
This is Superhero Time with XV.
I can't fit that thing in my mouth.
Hey, Mickey.
Look what I can do, and I can talk.
Paladin.
Pam.
Ken.
You've been down here long enough, it starts to rub off.
JD Church. And Fort Max.
I'm pretty sure that came out the other end.
Oh, all right.
Okay, it's superhero time. With sort of warning this time.
Sort of.
Kind Minor. Of.
Absolute warning.
Minor warning.
That's a lie.
It wasn't exactly a warning. It was more of a question, and everybody said no, and we just went ahead anyway.
I'm just like,
and that's how the show was born.
And then there was a podcast.
Oh, no, no. The way the show was born is that none of us knew any better when I asked the question the first time.
Right. Well, at least for the first group. The rest of us.
Well, that okay, was the yes. first time.
Yeah, the original four of us didn't know any better. And then I don't know what the hell your problem is, JD and Ken.
I hate myself, but we knew this.
Right. Ken?
What's your excuse, buddy?
About the same.
Crushing loneliness?
We're going to go with that.
You're going to go with that. You're going to go with it anyway, so I might as well just...
Because Ken, well, Ken doesn't seem the type to be all self-loathing like JD does. So it's easier to assume that it is, you know, something like crushing loneliness.
Never mind.
See, we have JD who's self-loathing and XV who loathes everyone else. We cover all the bases.
Yeah. Right.
We have the full spectrum.
I think that's why JD and I get along so well.
That's right.
But then I'm the opposite end of the spectrum. I love myself.
But then who loathes XV then?
No one.
No one.
No one.
Your mother.
Oh, no one loathes you? Sure.
So, why don't we start with the Gigabeetle challenge this week, because it's actually fairly simple. It'll only take us a minute to get through this.
Really?
That's what she said.
So, we threw a few things at Gigabeetle, and it was kind of hard to make something stick, but eventually the maple syrup won out.
Well, maple syrup sticks to everything.
Exactly.
A choice of maple syrup.
Why is it always episode 4?
Grape jelly.
It's been episode 4 the last 3 times.
Please, Mickey, please tell me you were laughing at what I think you were. No?
No?
No? Damn it.
Okay. What do you think he was laughing at?
Nothing.
F***ing Ken.
Yeah.
What the f***er?
You know.
He was laughing at f***ing Ken?
How did this come up? Is this like a solely a Twitter thing? Or?
I want to do the
It's another Headmaster Don original.
Okay.
One in the frying pan. It's good.
Really, what you need to try, though, is not a grilled cheese with syrup. It's a grilled cheese covered in gravy.
This is my hangover cure. Okay. That was simple.
There's a...
Somehow that one's slightly disappointing.
Why is it not open? Open!
I'm not convinced he actually ate it. I mean, there's no bites missing.
Yeah. Well, would you eat it?
It's fried... All I do is just make it look like he's eating things.
It's a fried cheese sandwich with maple syrup. Would you really eat that?
No.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Maple syrup is only good on pancakes and waffles.
Bacon.
And chicken.
No.
French toast.
To stay the f*** away from meat. It needs to be relegated to a bowl on the side so the meat can't possibly be touching the sweetness and the treat.
I would cook ham with syrup. I could see doing that.
It's funny that you would say that, though, Mickey, because we already have a suggestion for next week's Gigabeetle Challenge sent to us from Rob from RFC. I'm pasting the link to the recipe in the Skype chat right now.
Can't get the other link to open. I don't know what's wrong with it. It's weird.
Beats me.
Yeah, it does. It's so weird. Spice cake. Bunt. It's the bunt cake.
It's a butt cake.
Bunt. Bunt. It's cake has a hole in it.
I'm just going to wait here till you read down far enough to figure out what the trick is.
Well, it's kind of right there in the Earl.
Oh, it is. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't see that the sausage even be tasteable in the cake.
I have no idea, but...
Sausage.
So...
1 pound of pork sausage.
This is gonna
I'm a big fan
horribly.
Of a pound of pork sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Next to 1.5 cups of brown sugar.
How come it tastes so good?
So yeah, the next Giga Beetle challenge is the old fashioned spice cake where sausage is the secret ingredient.
Well, there you go. Bake a cake, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure this is gonna happen. I mean, it might.
I predict this ends with you.
Ken. What doesn't?
You can. Make sure you get it right.
It could end with Ken, you know.
Well, same difference.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really just math.
Semantics.
Yeah.
He could say nothing and it would still be implied.
That's right.
It is the nature of the beetle.
One day I'm actually going to come up with something and then I won't get any credit for it.
Well, you could probably be the thing he finds. That will probably be something that he finds amazingly tasty.
Or kills him, whichever comes
yeah,
first.
It'll be the thing
or
that
it finally triggers the food allergy we keep worrying about.
Okay, so now that that's over with, let's go ahead and move on to the news.
Let's see.
Hey.
First, Ziggy and Dr. K are married.
Huh.
I thought they were already married.
No. Well, now they are. So we just go ahead and pretend that they were. I mean, they were probably living together in sin anyway.
That's the best way to live together.
So where exactly does a wedding couple register for a refrigerator with giant laser attachment?
Unless he was doing
I don't know, but I want to know where I can get one of those.
That's the guy arc.
But they're dead.
That doesn't stop them from coming back.
Yeah, they're dead, but, you know, their ghosts are still walking around somewhere, drinking.
Yeah, lots of drinking.
Because, so you know, ghosts probably can't get drunk.
Really?
I don't know.
Secondly, Bull Panther got arrested.
What?
Oh?
For apparently,
what?
It involves an apartment and a high school girl.
Oh, dear.
It is not known whether he actually showed her his Vulcan stick.
Wow.
Well, if he did, she would not be alive today.
Kurt Mac, you planned for that one for quite a while, didn't you?
Yes.
Man.
Ever since he found out, probably.
Man, good job, though, bro. You get some props for that.
Isn't he like 80 or something by now?
52.
How old?
52.
Oh. Wasn't Sun Vulcan like 60 years ago?
Well.
It just looks like it was.
Yeah. Sun Vulcan was only, what, a few years before...
It was 79, wasn't it?
81.
Okay. Well, that was longer. That was not when I was thinking it was, but okay. I was thinking it was mid-80s, but...
Okay, then.
Well...
Right.
That's a good way to start the show.
Nice.
So, Paladin.
Classy!
Follow the sun. Catch the sun.
Oh, God.
Spank it.
Hopefully she didn't catch something else, too.
Gonorrhea.
So,
gingivitis.
What else?
Paladin.
All right, Tamashii was throwing a big Q&A session on Twitter earlier this week talking about possible hints for unrevealed things, particularly at San Diego Comic-Con around the corner. Earlier in the week, they had shown off Terra Ranger from Zero Ranger and hinted that there is more than three left unrevealed from that series.
Well,
more than three would be Red Ranger with Dragon Shield.
That's the even money bet, yes.
Or female body yellow.
That's also being discussed.
That's
apparently.
Possible. That's possible.
Or Bandora?
No.
No.
Please?
No, that'll be a zero. No.
If they do a villain, it'll be Goldar.
And it'll be a zero.
Shit.
Wouldn't that suck?
That's what happened with the Mega Man X line with D-Arts.
Yep.
It's like they had Sigma, he's a zero.
And every other fucking anyway.
Well, at least they put out Vile, so there's that.
Yeah. Oh, but speaking of female male yellow things.
What?
I can't wait to see where this goes.
Xbox Live put out Avatar costumes for Mighty Morphin.
Uh-huh.
And typically you can't buy female clothes for male avatars. Mm-hmm. Except in this case, but you can buy the Yellow Ranger outfit for your male avatar.
And you can use it on both male or female?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of awesome, actually.
And once again, fans are pissed at that because the Green Ranger helmet has the stripe there, too.
Yes, it does.
You know what would be the best thing? It's like the U.S. release of
the
Dragon
stripe
Ranger.
And the quilt shield.
At least just a stripe.
You can't have the stripe and the quilt shield on the same figure. That would just be inaccurate.
Yes, because they think this is for Dino Thunder. They fixed the shield. They just fucked up the helmet.
And they also fucked up the morpher.
Well, yeah. I always forget about the morpher.
Well, that's a much smaller detail to notice.
Yeah. But yeah, now the MMPR Pink Ranger is up for pre-order everywhere, too.
For $40.
Yes. Yeah. At first she was $45, and then she dropped.
Yo, and speaking of, today Crunchyroll has the red, white, and green figure arts for 30% off.
And by the time this episode goes up, that sale will be over.
Yep.
Yeah, really.
I went ahead and canceled my orders on Amazon and got it through there because even with the shipping, it's still quite a bit cheap. It's still quite a bit cheaper.
Mm. Okay.
Well, how much are they on Amazon?
40 something.
See, right now I have exactly $0.
Okay, so.
But with Amazon Prime, it's only a couple dollars difference. It's not worth.
Yeah.
I don't have Amazon Prime.
You use a Super Saver shipping, and you know over $25 is free.
Yeah, but I'm still saying even with the having to pay for shipping with getting it with Crunchyroll, it's still cheaper.
By a couple dollars.
If I got them, I'd get them from a seller I trust.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with Amazon for that reason because Amazon's a lot less likely to lose my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know when you ham fist a ball joint off the
wrist.
Yeah.
Wow!
Well, I already have a pile of loot sitting there. I'm just being tossed my BBTS order anyway. Just because, like, if I have quality issues or anything, it'd be easier to deal with them than an actual toy seller than some random site.
This streams anime.
Yes,
exactly.
But the point stands. They are still like $30.
But if there is a problem, you could go through to Bluefin directly.
That's true.
True enough.
And they're actually really good about fixing up any problems they can.
Yeah, sure.
Bluefin's great. I like them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They picked up a few more things for release in America, by the way.
It's not like you're buying Ultrak Gridman from whoever.
From whoever. Awesome.
What else did they pick up?
Some young guy.
Well, for starters, Kamen Rider Abyss is coming to America.
Yeah. But...
Yes. Okay.
Because America totally needs that.
Because America totally knows who the f*** that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost as much as Japan does.
Yeah, really, when most of Japan is going, who?
Why is this a standard release?
Somebody's going to be like, I don't remember.
Because otherwise they'd have to make Siren.
Because it's the ultimate f*** you at Figma. The Ryuki Rider... Figma can't release.
Right, we talked about this last week, Fort Max.
And the sound is in the belt.
Well, part of it.
And the stairs are on the left.
Ah! Man, I love this show. Which none of
us. But are those the stairs that go down to the basement where the power chamber is?
Yes. All this is true.
It's a completely failed staircase on the left.
There were rape gangs.
They were rape stairs.
Imagine what a rape gang looks like. Just running around.
Why do the rape gangs sound like dogs?
Well,
Does it matter?
Are
they Muppets?
Yes,
Are they the Hamburglar?
Yes. So I'm imagining that a rape gang would be made up of Muppets.
Muppet dogs.
If anybody looks like they belong in a rape gang, it is the Hamburglar.
Oh, totally. An entire rape gang made up of Hamburglars. Oh. It's not funny.
News?
What do Fry Guy pubes look like?
For some reason... So, I guess Alien Rangers looks like he's getting his own DVD release of all 10 episodes.
What's great about that is you can choose not to buy it and skip straight on to the next series.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
So true.
Did not have its presence disgrace your collection.
There seems to be a hole in your collection. No, there isn't.
It's only a dollar per episode, too.
God.
No, it's actually a little bit more than that because it's like $13.
God. That's way
Currently,
too much.
It's on sale for $10.
God. Oh, okay.
Way too much.
No.
Oh, $9.09. Actually, it's less than a dollar.
Way.
Price just keeps on dropping. No one wants it for any price.
Be bothered.
Not like
they're going to pay me $10 to take it. No,
I don't know.
All right, maybe 15.
I mean, it would fill up my shelf faster to get a new DVD shelf. I don't need more than that.
Yeah,
I could use it to level the desk a bit.
Perfect.
Yes.
Exactly what I needed.
Just take it outside and, you know, skeet shooting.
Pull.
I do all my skeet shooting in the bedroom.
God. Yeah.
But do you really want to do that on Alien Rangers?
Wow.
Well, it would be degrading to Alien Rangers, but then again.
Yeah, it's also.
Isn't Alien Rangers kind of self-degrading? Just through its very existence?
Yeah. It's like how toilets don't feel degraded when you piss in them.
Right.
Because they're already a toilet.
And you know, looking back at like the logo to it looks so cheap, it's like you look at it like, is this a Power Rangers knockoff?
And well, I thought that when it first aired.
I saw the toys in store before it happened, and I was like, the hell? I was just a kid, and I was like, somebody must be getting sued for this.
It'd be fun if they packaged tattooed teenage alien fighters with the Alien Ranger miniseries.
Like if it ever comes out on DVD and the Amazon does the also recommend thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, see,
viewers who bought this also bought tattooed teenage alien fighters.
What other
because
items?
They hate themselves.
And apparently what...
and shotguns.
Apparently what other customers have looked at is VR Troopers Season 2 Volume 2. So,
Oh, yeah. Because when you're sold, doesn't hurt enough.
Oh, and one of the recommendations
I'm disappointed it's VR Troopers rather than Beetleborgs.
Well, one of the recommendations is also Mystery Science Theater 3000, so that's...
What?
That's fitting. It's fitting, when you think about it.
Yeah,
well, cause... what else is Alien Rangers good for except making fun of it?
Do we have any more news?
Maybe. Turns out next year South Korea will be enjoying Power Rangers Go Bursters.
Okay, sorry, what?
Go Bursters.
That sounds like some sort of abdominal illness.
Here's a link, JD.
Bursters ready grow.
That's Boost like what happens after you eat too much chili.
It has a cool logo.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Though. I'm surprised they're not calling it Something Force.
They figured out that they can't possibly hope to top Captain Force.
Well, GoBusters kind of screwed that up though because they put the GB pretty deliberately, into the iconography.
Yeah, well, Saban will just ignore that anyway. So why should that stop South Korea?
Fair enough.
Bruised up for Brewster.
Oh, I can't wait to see what this Korean toys sound like.
Yeah, because after Double, it's all become, you know.
Oh, and I can't wonder how that the lion whatever box thing is called.
What
the attaché case?
Oh yeah.
Oh God. Oh God.
Yeah, that's not ending well at all.
What's the Korean word for Jenga?
Still hurts. That still hurts, man.
Yeah.
Jenga block to the heart.
Until next week's Versus movie ruins it.
Well,
that is if they make one.
Oh, they'll make one.
And why do you assume they'll ruin it?
Because Keo Rangers will be there.
Oh.
I'm still hoping they pull something like Aberrate Killer with just, you know, less strongest man in hell. But, you know, have him come back, then have him fade away. Sure, do that.
No, I don't think Masada would be the strongest man in hell.
No, he wouldn't.
But why not just your Cyclone?
I'm just meaning the fact that, you know, had a dead character come back.
Are you in Oklahoma?
Who's the double driver aside from me?
Yoka!
Who?
Me.
It's not me this time.
Oh. When did you get one?
Came in last week.
Oh. Wow.
He got the complete selection thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I've got.
I think the leather belt.
You okay, no, that's not what I got then.
Oh, he got a fancy one.
I can say fancy with a mouthful of popcorn or whatever the hell it is.
Fancy motherfucker.
My bad.
Oh, okay, so that's why the rape gang sound like dogs. They're eating popcorn.
That's true. Popcorn and rape.
Somehow those pets have...
You just rub some peanut butter over it, and the dogs go straight to raping.
So anyway, Garo.
Come on. Only other bit of news is this Halloween costume thing,
which is amazing. It's so great.
Yeah, it is.
I would like to see someone wearing this in person.
Wow, that's actually.
Well, I'm pretty sure they used it for American footage, didn't they?
Well, maybe the hands.
Website won't load.
Cow dying as we watch.
Skype call
sounds
fine.
Either.
Well, I'm just going to blame Paladin.
Yeah, you too.
Here, let me fix this problem for you.
Oh, yeah, that works much better. Well, that sure is a
costume.
That sure is a costume.
Yep, it's a thing you wear. Well, kids wear.
It's what they use for Alien Rangers.
Actually, it's an adult costume.
Oh, is there? Oh, there. I saw just the kids one, I guess.
It goes both ways.
Oh.
I think I had that toy.
But it doesn't have helicopters.
The one
on
with
it
the rocket punch.
Mickey's. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh God. I was about to say Mickey's mic is about to explode.
What? What?
Is that a euphemism?
Maybe.
It is now.
Let me turn up the gain.
Whatever you say.
He said, let me turn up the gain. After all this time, I don't know how you people can't understand him when he sounds like that.
After all this time, I don't
it's
know
It's not
how...
that we can't understand him, it's that we don't give a f***.
Oh, that's that.
Okay, yeah. I'll accept that.
That's the acceptable answer.
It is. Well, it makes more sense to me.
Superhero time is all about not giving a f***.
Yeah, Mickey, I think you may have the super best
he does.
Driver.
I've got all six memories. That's all that really matters.
Yeah, it's the super best.
Super best.
And I guess Fort Max's is the super besterer.
No, he's got the super best extreme.
No, the extreme's a different memory.
Yeah, really, if they wanted to call it complete selection, it needed to have extreme and Fang with it, too.
That would have been pretty awesome.
Fang hasn't gotten a release since it first came out, has it? Maybe
no.
T2 set. Was it in the T2 set?
Well, I believe there was a Fang memory in the T2 set, but it wasn't the dinosaur.
Well, yeah, obviously, but the Fang, the whole thing itself hasn't got...
Because that was the only F memory they had.
Yeah, and that was kind of hard to come by, also, from what I recall.
T2 or Fang?
Fang in general.
Yeah.
There's no other memories that start with F?
Well, that was one they had available.
There's places that could be taken.
Like Forest?
Sure. Yep. Yeah, Forest.
Back alley.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken! Fried chicken!
Well, remember my concept
no,
for Kamen Rider
for,
Double
Down? XL's the driver, because he has Hen Chin.
I want to see the fried chicken Dupont. Or even just the chicken Dupont.
Why was Double only one season?
Because life is a fickle bitch.
Because if it would have been longer, then we wouldn't love it as much as we do.
Fickle bitch. That could be another one.
It's like that summer camp love, you know? You found that person that you just like fell in love with at summer camp, and you know, and it was there and gone, and you know, think back to it fondly. Well, yeah, but just because it was the camp counselor, but
he was secretly a boy and killing everyone.
Secretly,
somebody will get that.
That's just a little bit obscure, Paladin. Like, it's not Fort Max obscure, but it's close.
Was that a Friday the 13th reference?
No.
I can't remember the name of that movie.
Sleepaway Camp?
That's it.
What? What is that?
It's a horror movie.
Oh.
A horrible horror movie.
The best fun. Kind.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
I just remember from Robot Chicken now, thankfully.
Is that good or bad? Either,
no, that's bad. Remembering Robot Chicken is always bad.
Yeah, it's bad, but somehow it imprinted on my brain.
Because Star Wars humor is funny still, right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
At least their Star Wars show got canceled.
Yeah.
Thanks to Disney.
Detours?
Yes.
Yes, and now we have Greg Wiseman working on a new show, which, you know, that's good.
It's going to be canceled before it starts airing.
Yeah, it will.
I feel sorry for Greg Wiseman.
He tries so hard.
He does so well.
And
nobody
fails so much.
It's kind of like the, I don't know, yeah.
I should acquire the rest of Gargoyles someday.
It's being released as a Disney web exclusive.
Oh, wait, it's getting an official release?
Yeah.
Season 2, Volume 2, yes.
When?
It's part of their Disney Rewards shit.
What do I have to do?
Meaning it's about double the price of the last one.
I'm okay with that, actually. As long as I don't have to buy the Goliath Chronicles, I'm fine.
Yes.
This one where Goliath married Eliza, or Elisa, and they had babies.
And everybody found out about the gargoyles, and...
Yeah.
Mmm.
It was f***ing terrible.
It was god-awful. I was only a kid then, so I was like, this is bullshit. Like, oh, yeah, it's on Saturday mornings now. Oh, God, what did they do?
That's what happens when good shows go network.
They should get Greg Wiseman to write a Farscape cartoon.
Well, okay. I could see that, but only if we still had first-run syndication as an option.
That doesn't exist anymore for cartoons.
I know, that's what I'm saying. The only reason we ever got good cartoons was first-run syndication.
Oh, Jesus.
Then they either died right away or they ran them into the f***ing ground.
TV sucks.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some TV shows then.
All the doors and stairs are on the left
series
side.
Wasn't syndication.
It was an anomaly, though.
Yes, it was.
It was a sea creature?
Yes. A sea anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
Sea amoeba?
No, you can't see those. They're too small. The best toku podcast about ocean wildlife.
Totally.
Intro quote. Well, whenever we get the next batch of liners recorded, we are going to get superhero time, Metamucil for the Soul.
Oh, yes. That's amazing.
Yes, there are times I love our show.
This is not one of them.
Oh, yes. Most of the times I love our show are times that it's not related to actually doing the show. Whenever it's time to do the show, it's like, oh, f***. But then, you know, why not to talk to you people? It's fine.
Mm.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I wasn't listening.
Exactly. Yeah.
See, Mickey gets it. All right, Paladin Garo. Would you prefer a Kiva Ranger?
Didn't watch, don't care. What's next week? Okay, I'm trying to load it up because it's been like 4 or 5 days since I watched it.
So it's like a quarter through every Garo series, you have that one episode where just shit kind of hits the fan.
This one does it more than any of the others.
Yeah, because in the first series, it would be where Rei and Koga first fought.
In the spoilers.
Trust me, that's not
how old is the first series?
That Rei and Koga fought is not a spoiler.
Let's see, the first Garo
that's
series
like saying
was...
he put on a belt.
Yeah! It's like saying Vegeta wants to defeat Goku. That's not a spoiler.
No.
And in the second series, the first episode where Sigma did anything. This week.
God, Paladin, why are you complaining about this recap? This is the easiest recap of the night. I could do this recap in like 3 sentences.
Well,
shit got real. There's your recap.
Because very little in terms of plot happened. I mean, it's just
what is done is effective.
Very yes. Cool. I mean, it is a badass. It's like my favorite episode so far. Mm-hmm. But damn. Damn. I mean, literally 10 minutes of me sitting there going, Oh, shit.
And see, like, the seventh episode of both the first two seasons, that is basically how the second half of those episodes are. It's like, holy f***.
I mean, I'm just like, damn.
This it came a little bit later in this series, but it came.
And it was like gallons.
Yeah, I know, right? I was waiting for that. Thank you.
Thank you for taking that somewhere, JD.
Do not leave that out there for me, because I will just go there.
JD, that was exactly the point. You did not disappoint.
It would have been so sad to see that go to waste.
No, we don't want to waste that, any of that.
Oh.
All right, you want to wipe that up so I can get on with this?
Oh.
Intro quote.
Edges, mopper.
Clean up, aisle 5.
6, 7, 8, 9.
A little over on 14 somehow. I don't know how it's kid.
Kid's got range.
Also, we got a bunch more glazed donuts in the bakery.
Just don't ask.
Next time we move the skeet shooting outside.
These eclairs are delicious.
Greenfield! How did they get inside? I don't know.
What the hell just happened?
I don't think it matters.
We were killing time while waiting for Paladin.
I still feel unclean.
Good, go with that feeling.
Alright, so dead girlfriend guy from last time is talking to the chick at the newsroom.
Rivera.
Heard the story about the horrors that he learned from Ryuga last time. Except when she goes on the air.
Is her father's name Geraldo?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
While Rian and Ryuga are infiltrating with their clever disguises.
Very clever.
They don't stick out like sore thumbs at all.
No.
Remember, the best thing to do is hide in plain sight.
Them in the ass before now.
I'm sorry, what in the ass?
The way they look.
Yeah, wandering around in body armor and black trench coat. Well, it never did anything to Koga, so I guess people in this world just kind of gloss over centrically dressed people. Because Koga wasn't even better. In fact, he was worse because black leather coat, you know, that's going to blend in. A white leather coat, on the other hand,
is stylish.
Yeah, but
except for Labor Day.
White leather coat means you're a pimp.
I don't think Koga's a pimp.
That's a good thing, though.
Not in Japan. So anyway, newscaster chick sells out the dead girlfriend guy by announcing that Ryuga's wanted for murder and photoshopping the photos of the horror to look like a normal human being.
Whoops! Good job, Koga.
Couldn't see that coming.
Yeah.
So wait, they're actually acknowledging that there was crime?
It's like, yeah, that's it.
It's just
that one guy.
Ryuga's responsible for all crime in the city.
And I see that and I'm like, I told you that would happen. And when did I tell you? A long time ago. And what did I tell you would happen? Exactly what just happened.
Okay, and you know, last week you were saying that I hope he broke the memory card in the camera. And guess what happened?
I know, it was like, he didn't.
The guy actually faked him out.
Also, totally what did. The hell was that? A compact flash card?
Yeah. Who uses those, honestly?
This guy, apparently.
Well, he stored them on a DS card, it looked like.
Yeah, but you know, the best thing is when, you know, Ryuga's escaping and he's running past all these people that he befriended in the city, and then he runs past the mime and it speaks.
Yeah, the mime broke his vow of silence to finger Koga or Ryuga.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
No mimes were into that.
Oh,
much of the show is going.
And apparently the police in the city are armed with wave beams.
Yes. Yeah, we saw that in the first episode or so.
Yes.
They switched to ice beams to get up tall buildings.
Hyper beam is more powerful, but it has to charge up first.
No, Hyper Beam, usually you have to kill Mother Brain.
No, wait, no, I killed Mother Brain. Well, I killed your Mother Brain with my penis.
Wait, no, actually you have to have a baby Metroid that is now no longer a baby give you the power up. It's usually a bit, those things aren't defined with them being dead.
So Ryuga runs like a bitch.
Yeah.
Speaking of dead, the new music in this episode is revealed to be the backwards hand horror from last time.
These people in this city, though, are some fickle bitches, man. Because, like, in the beginning of this, he's, like, walking through, and they're like, hey, how you doing? Hi. Oh, we love you. Something. Oh. And then now it's, like, convicted murderer, and they're like, oh, you're a bastard. I'm like, you loved me earlier.
the reveal of how, you know, I expected Rivera to be a horror,
right?
But how it was like, oh, that's why the hands are backwards.
She's backwards.
She has to, yep. like she's a yeah. horror on both sides, and that's really, yeah. really f-ing freaky.
Yeah.
yeah. And then her hand just twists all the way around without transforming.
Yeah.
And everything we talk about has happened before the first commercial break.
Yeah. And then she eats him.
Yeah.
Saw that coming. Oh, well.
At least he's back with his girlfriend.
Like, yeah, in her
stomach.
yeah. They're both in her stomach.
Well, she's probably digested that by now.
They got pooped. I wonder what horror
they're together
poop like.
In the cesspool.
You think horror poop glows?
Probably.
It could.
Like, so I was driving along and this like neon bird poop thing. I was like, ah!
That's just a hell spawn.
Stupid horrors! Pooping on my car!
Just think what the statues in the city must look like.
Oh, speaking of cars, Ryuga gets his ass saved by the steakhouse guy from last time.
Yeah, Tose.
He's the only friend he has in this city.
Yeah, that even includes the Makai Knights. Because like earlier in the episode, Aguri's like, you know, we should just wipe his memory too. Like, nobody's arguing with
someone else to use the armor, right? He doesn't even use it correctly.
Yeah, that was the best. That was great, because he was just like, wipe him, too.
but the thing is, like,
he's a dumb bitch.
Nobody argues with him, either. Like, Kara doesn't argue with him.
Yeah, we should probably
Bri's just sitting there like, maybe.
The brain's kind of like, yeah, that kid.
Well, yeah. He would be.
And that's when the other bad guy from the news station comes in.
Yep.
And Ryuga proceeds to have his ass handed to him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Severely.
Yeah.
I like how the guy stopped the truck, though. He shoved Ryuga's own sword down to the f***ing tire.
Yeah.
From the bed. Like, the choreography, obviously, is f***ing
awesome. Tough-ass sword, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, they would be.
Yeah, we've talked about...
Well, the practical fight choreography is awesome. There's a little bit of droppage later on.
Yeah, we've talked about how...
Minagari and Takeru actually show up, and we have
the
first...
about how the fight choreography is... Shut up, Paladin. We talked about how the fight choreography in Garo in general is really good, but this episode really shows off.
Yeah.
And what they will really
and like,
do.
Like, this old guy has some f***ing moves, too.
I mean, that's even an understatement. I don't even know. I mean, there's no way... Like, this is something you just have to experience.
Right.
Uh-huh. I mean, I kid you not, when I spent 10 minutes, my wife looking at me like I'm a crazy person, because I'm watching this, and I'm watching this old dude beat the ever-living f*** out of these three kids.
I like when they have all three weapons on him, and he has them locked together, and he's just like smacking them between their weapons.
God, yeah, there was a, yeah, he had all of them locked between the bow, and he's just like, whack, whack. Wow,
right, he blocked all of their weapons with their own weapons.
Yeah,
while on the monorail about to crash.
And this is also a thing with Garo, and it's like you can really see like the majority of these stunts are the actors.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This old dude. He is beating their ass.
In a suit.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know shit's on when he does that little, like, hand wave move. You know, like the crouch down and the hand wave move. That's like you're
It's like first he beats the shit. First he beats the shit out of them on solid ground. Then he beats the shit out of them on a moving train.
I mean,
and throws them out.
I mean, you know, if you're talking like you like, I mean, if you've for whatever reason, like maybe you've just listened to the show just because of like the Sentai and Kamen Rider and stuff, and then maybe you've seen like Kill Bill or something. You know, there is no comparison. I mean, what happens in this sequence and whatever the other stuff is. Like, there's just, it's not even in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And that is really one of the things that stood out about Garo since the beginning. Like, yeah. At the very beginning of the first season, before the fights really started to ramp up in the armor, it would be mostly you're watching the fights for the stuff before Koga transforms. And this is definitely a case of that.
Yeah, the transformation for a long time was basically just a part of the finishing move.
Basically, it was the finishing move.
And watching the rest of this fight scene, you can see why. Because when they try to balance all four fighters at once, it looks like a PS2 cutscene.
Well, and the problem, too, is that if they were using practical suits like they did in the first two series for at least most of the time, there still would have been no way to execute the transformed fight scene.
Not to the degree they were trying.
That's why they're not really using practical suits in this one.
Yeah. Right.
Cut out the middleman. But
I can guess that'd be more effective in the long run for them.
I do like the fight still. I think the CGI suits do work better on one-on-one fights. But it's always interesting though when he transforms, he looks a lot like a Makai Knight.
Yeah, I'm very worried. About that.
Yeah, it's like a horror version of Makai Knight, even.
Yeah.
But, which is like...
You notice there's a couple of things that bothered me in there, where when Ryuga is like, are you... He said something like, ask if he was a horror. I mean, it's like he asked him directly, are you a horror? And his response was not yes or no.
No, it wasn't. I noticed that. He dodged the question entirely. Yeah, I'm your enemy. Not that I'm a whore, but...
Yeah. So... That's the thing.
And another thing is, for all the time they spend in their transform state in this, they still don't mention the negative side effects with, you know, the time limit thing we talked about before.
Yeah,
I think they hand-wave that sometimes.
I think at this point, I'm not sure that they are going to approach it in this series. It's just kind of movie time. You kind of have to... like, oh, it only has 30 seconds until the bomb explodes.
Yeah, really.
2 minutes
8 minutes later.
Yeah.
Oh, Planet Namek will explode in 5 minutes.
Oh,
27 episodes later.
We still have 3 minutes and it's going to blow.
Do you even know what a minute is?
It's a space minute. But yeah, but even still, like, there's some brutal stuff in the CGI fight, like where I think he busts Takara's kneecap at one point.
Yeah.
There were some bad things looking like it was happening.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a couple points where it's like, okay, his arm's got to be broken now. Oh, no, he's still moving it.
Of course, it is notable that Koga does manage to... Not Koga. Ryuga does manage to cut Mr. Black-Gloved Man, and it does do the whole golden armor thing again.
Yeah, that was really...
Just before he loses power.
Yeah.
So eventually they're going to have to try and explain something with his armor.
Oh, they'll explain that soon. Again, it's like Garo is not filmed by the seat of their pants like, you know, Sentai and Kamen Rider, because the scenes from this fight were actually in one of the last trailers right before the series began. So this has been filmed for a very long time. This has been done for a very long time in Toku standards. So yeah. I imagine they have it explained eventually. Because it's definitely looking like... It definitely does look like it's a two-season show. Because, yeah, it's not being tied up with the next couple episodes.
I sure hope not.
The Makai Knights would have had their asses handed to him even more if Priest Barai hadn't shown up.
Yep, and now at this point we have like...
dog thingy.
At this point now we have three major villains and opponents.
Yeah.
And of course they're only aware of one of them.
It sure isn't like the old days.
The main, most powerful enemy now knows that they all are Makai Knights and what their strengths are.
Yep.
They're kind of
kinda. Just a bit. A
little bit.
Although, yeah, Makai Knights always are kind of for a large portions of the series as things go along, so that's pretty much par for the course.
Well, and especially in the second series.
Oh, God, yes. It's like, from the end of the first episode on.
Yeah.
And then you get that tied up, and oh, now you're really f***ed.
Yeah,
then you get
but
that tied up, and then you're still f***ed.
Basically, this episode was everything I was expecting to have happen from where the last episode left off, except it all happened in the first 10 minutes.
Yes!
Yeah.
And then it was...
Yeah, the entire second half was just a prolonged, amazing fight scene.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like...
Even
well,
if the graphics were iffy at some points, it was still pretty amazing to watch.
I still thought the suit fight looked pretty good. I mean, there was some nice...
I do think, like I was saying, the one-on-one stuff looks a bit better. And you notice, like, when they have the close-ups on the suits, they do still look really good and detailed. But when you have them all spaced out and all at once, I can see where it can look a little jumbled.
Well, and the problem with the CGI I'm seeing in this series is also that it's not blended into the environment very well.
Yeah. The bigger problem with the CGI is that the models don't look human. The jointing is wrong.
Right.
The shoulders and the hips do not connect correctly.
Yeah.
So if they were using practical suits for this, you have to realize these aren't, you know, slim spandex-esque like Super Sentai or Kamen Rider. It would be very hard for actors and stunt fighters to move around in those things.
Well, the way the suits were built for the first two series, it's not possible. It cannot be done like that.
Yeah, it's why whenever you see like there be times where, like Garo suddenly leaps up and then oh yeah, that's CGI now.
Right.
Yeah.
Like he's standing still and waving his sword. Okay. Now they did improve them in the second series. They did seem more mobile in that one, because you did have stuff like in the third episode of Makai Senki with the motorcycle
chase, yeah,
where he would get like tossed off and then thrown around. I was like, wow, I'm surprised they were able to do that.
Got tossed
armor.
Off.
but
they were there to toss his salad.
They still relied for the big stuff. Is like, okay, it's CGI time.
Yeah. Well, and they did that a few times in the first series also.
And up until the point where you get like to the last quarter of Makai Senki and they introduce one last Makai Knight.
Who is all CG.
Who is all CG. And like at that point they realize...
Makai Knight core?
No. No, not quite.
And then they had the mass production Makai Knights who were also all CG.
Yeah, but those look a little terrible.
You would solve this problem, actually, is they just ditched the heavy armor and went to a lighter armor so that they could actually build costumes that could move.
But then it wouldn't be Garo.
Lose the iconic character designs.
Yeah, with Amamiya, I think he values design over practicality.
Really? What gives you that impression?
Garo in general. He seems very particular about maintaining his certain design aesthetic. So it's like... You go into Garo, you have to expect the CGI might not always look the best, but the picture they're painting kind of over what ends up better than.
Yeah, you have to sort of look at this as the complete picture that being imagined and then reproduced for you to see, rather than the individual brush strokes.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying I think we could maintain the same design aesthetic with lighter armor.
Probably. Unlikely. I imagine they did something similar with Makai Senki, because again the armors do seem more mobile in Makai Senki. Just for the basic hand-to-hand fighting, there is a little bit less like copious CGI, except they save that for the big stuff.
But now it's all CG all the time.
Yeah, it's probably also cheaper that way.
Well, yeah, I would imagine so.
I also imagine the reason that the last Makai Knight didn't get a practical suit in Makai Senki was because just at that point they'd probably also spent a lot of money, because Makai Senki early on, some of the stuff they did, that does not seem like a cheap series to make.
No, and by contrast this series seems a lot cheaper. Not cheaper like this looks really cheap, but you can see where they're trying to economize on it some.
Yeah, I imagine they're and like I imagine they're because they're not even being too bad. Like they're holding back on doing too much with the Makai Knights in individual episodes. They're just, you know, basically for the finishing move, and probably to save up for episodes like this.
Yeah, I would think so.
And if they get more episodes like this, then I'm for that.
I could also see it more too, where they're trying to capitalize on the really strong parts, which is all the out of suit combat.
Yeah, they definitely seem to realize that, especially in this episode.
Yeah,
because I think that,
I hope it's working for them in terms of ratings.
Well, it's a late night show, so it's not going to get great ratings regardless of what they do. So I imagine it's more. Late night shows usually rely more on merchandising, DVD
and
sales,
yeah, DVD. Toys. Well, especially Blu-ray sales.
Yeah, Blu-ray sales.
Well, all they do is just sell one Blu-ray, and they've made back their budget.
Yeah, totally.
And Japan by Japan prices, yeah.
yeah, that says more about the price of Blu-rays than it does about the budget.
I know.
The first three episodes of Garo on Blu-ray, $65.
But of course, they've also been really good about like, say, like you know. The moment Zen was introduced in the show, they had the Tamashii Web exclusive up on the shop like the next day.
That's usually how toys work, right?
Yeah, but they're very good about capitalizing on stuff. Whereas some of the stuff for Makai Senki took a minute. Like when Baron, the blue Makai Knight, was introduced halfway through Makai Senki, there wasn't a toy for him for a little while after that.
Makai Senki had toys?
Well, they have the Makai Kado series, and that was introduced for Makai Senki. It came out, like, the month afterwards.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Boy, this show is terrible at advertising.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't we move on to Akiba Ranger, then.
Ranger.
Get this shit moving.
Akiba Ranger 2. Yeah.
And holy shit, this episode.
Fort Max, why don't you do this episode?
There you go.
Yeah.
That was worth it.
Okay, who wants it? All right, Mickey, you volunteered.
No, I didn't.
Well, get on with it.
No.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Just go for it.
You know you can't win this game.
It's superhero time. Nobody wins.
Just go have another drink and then start talking about the Akiba Ranger. It'll work out.
Oh, we start out with Dr. Pang pointing out that is that the defeat of the Geki monster won't affect his plans at all because he already has a new one in motion as he's making a robot figure. So, after opening, three Akiba Rangers are going to the address mentioned on the business card.
If I had a dentist named Dr. Payne, that would be disconcerting.
What if he spelled it with a Y?
No.
Spelled it like a pane of glass?
No. The implication is still there.
Mm. Well, if it's like a pane of glass, that would be more an implication that he's going to, you know, crush glass and put it in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
So they go into main room that we've seen before, and of course Akagi is amazed by all the Sentai villain props and costumes.
Tripwire.
Yes, of course, popping up a one of the mooks from Abu Ranger with that's holding a sign saying the Akiba Ranger funeral is downstairs.
Yes, because you want to go into a strange man's basement.
Is there a power chamber there?
Yes, actually. It's
going
sort
past
of.
A bunch of signs pointing the way. Arrows made out of those same signs. And eventually walk right into where he's sitting.
and walk on the obviously placed trap.
Yes. The extremely obviously placed trap. Which, of course, and then, of course, he delusion ports them into his delusion world.
Dun, dun, dun.
At which point, he tosses them a Shinkinger fan script.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Kobayashi would never make a fan service episode.
Well, tosses them, well, of course, he tosses it to them after he suddenly appears under Luna's, under Luna.
Yeah, under Luna.
Oh, yeah, gotta get that upskirt.
So, yes, Act 22 and a half. The bathing suit beauty of Hana Island?
Yeah, that would not...
That would not...
happen in Shinkinger, no.
Or anything, or in any Kobayashi series.
No.
Which is exactly why Akagi wants to read it.
It's like, maybe I'll be able to summon Takeru!
And yes. So, of course, he opens it, and suddenly, Kuroko disappears. With the...
You know what? I didn't even notice the Kuroko in the first watching of this episode, but really? Then I get the point.
You're not supposed to notice them.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even pay... I noticed the backdrop, of course, but it's like I didn't even pay attention to the Kuroko, so...
Or the one turning on the radio.
Yeah, no.
Wow, I did see that one, because... Yeah.
So, of course, they suddenly start undressing.
Oh, dear.
His body's moving on its own.
Of course, it's just as
disconcerting. That's never going to stand up in court.
Yeah.
It's just as disconcerting when they cut back to the secret base.
Yes.
Oh, God. Poor Hakase. Poor Kazukos.
Yes, their usual customers are all in swimsuits. Start telling them to start looking. And, of course, Luna's complaining about it being, let's say, orthodox swimsuit. It's not going to win her any competitions. And yeah. So, of course, time for Grand Illusion, except...
It's not.
It's not going to work in his delusion world. So then...
Go on your script.
Go on your script. 33 and a half.
Oh, God.
Gold Green Wedding.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And, of course, that sets off Yuko.
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
She doesn't even need to read it. See, just seeing the title is enough to get her going.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you have her imagination go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, she does anyway, but it had already started. And then, his lips are moving on their own.
That's never going to stand up in court.
This entire episode is never going to stand up in court. And Luna says...
Yuko's already taken.
Yeah, but Luna says she's not kissing anyone unless they're an entertainer from a rival talent agency, which is like, come again?
And of course, Akagi's face.
Sound like me earlier, actually.
Like a Marlock.
So of course, they just throw the cake into his face.
It's not very effective.
And of course, delusion injection's not going to work either. While the customers are busy going after Hakase and Kazukos.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then, Bioman, 46 and a half. Run through the southern island.
For the man.
For the man. Yeah.
So, of course, time for the marathon.
Oh.
That always happens in December. The Honolulu Marathon. Which actually... It's a marathon that happens in December that usually right around the time that the final plots for Sentai usually kick in. So, of course, now that the race is over, they've won the marathon. Time for the master plans. Mecha Giant Kolkanoth Cons.
Coelacanth.
Bioman music.
Coelacanth.
Relicanth.
Yellow 4.
So, yes. And, yep, it's definitely a Mecha Giant.
because it's giant and it's made of mecha.
Yep. And they have the, they even do the mecha, the camera work that they did when they all, when they had it out, and they had the mecha giants out on it outside.
They did the camera work they did when they had it out.
They actually.
What kind of episode has this turned into, Fort Max?
A Bioman one. They had Bioman. Well, Bioman had actually lots of the mecha, had lots of parts of the mecha fights filmed in the quarry.
The important thing is, we're done. Start off the five with the finishing move.
Yes.
Yeah, and they mentioned that, and of course, well, Luna does mention that isn't bringing the giant robot out first cheating? Well, except for with Bioman, that's what the monsters of the week were.
Yep.
It was kind of like Go Busters in that it really didn't, that they would come out at any point of the episode. So, of course, it starts just throwing rocks around. Or, the Attacher finally comes and, wait, they're transformed. Because Dr. Pain willed it so.
Or General Pain.
General Pain, yeah.
And Dr. General.
Yeah, of course.
Sue Shogun.
Dr. General Pain, DDS.
Yeah.
Well, he is a dentist.
Yes, Fort Mac, that's why I said DDS.
Yeah.
But,
so, yeah, he enjoys giving things pain.
So,
he had a run through the seasons. Be, so
everyone remains back to normal, well, aside from the one that he slapped.
All right, I feel better about you now, Mickey.
That's not a musical.
Yeah, they had the run through the seasons, so they would...
What? What do you mean it's not?
It's comedy gold. It's not a musical.
It is a musical. Okay, whatever.
The definition of a musical is it has to be lame.
What?
The Little Shop of Horrors is not lame, therefore it's not a musical.
I strongly disagree, sir.
No, I think Mickey's right.
No.
Yeah, Little Shop of Horrors is awesome.
Excuse me, no, you're wrong.
You can think it's lame all you want, but you're wrong.
No, it is good. And
therefore, it's not a musical.
No, excuse me, no. Excuse me, no, you're wrong.
Look, musicals is some Rodgers and Hammerstein Jets versus Sharks bullshit.
What? Dude, no!
Did you just diss the Pirates of
the New Caribbean? No, I'd never do that.
Pirates of Penzance.
No, Pirates of Penzance and...
Dude, no. Like,
see, I'm... How?
Memphis is awesome.
I'm sorry, I've never sucked that much cock.
Wow.
The Producers?
Producers is great.
That's a comedy, though. That's not a musical.
It is a musical. There's a musical version.
So there's the version that sucks, is what you're saying.
No. You're a horrible gay man.
Look, go ask Amanda. She'll tell you.
She does musicals! That's what she does for a living!
So you're saying what she does sucks. I wouldn't say that to her face.
Whatever.
Well, see, that's why Amanda always has to leave when she gets her acting jobs, because she can't bear to do that where anybody she knows will see her.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so embarrassing.
Oh, I'm going to do y'all a favor and not tell her what y'all said.
Now, this is just what...
Because she's a vindictive bitch, and she will
find
you.
It's okay, I'm gay. I outrank her in this.
Wow.
So, yes, after being hit by the...
trying to get back to important things.
After being hit by the particle cannon, the Attacher has a nice scuffed-up cockpit that, well, looks like the cockpits in any of shots in any of episode of Bioman. And time for the... And the Sundry Swords for the Delusion Particle Slash. Right, again, straight out of Bioman, and whoops, swords broke. And then the robot breaks.
Gold plastic? Like, oh, there goes our CGI budget.
Yeah.
Not quite yet.
Yeah, so of course, now that they've run through the beach episode, the summer stock, the summer wedding episode, and the marathon, it's now time for the beginning of the final plot, where the team's the weakest. So of course, now it's time to just get them out of the way so that they can do their final the real objective, defeat the official heroes and blow up the robot. So the ultimate time for the ultimate plan, run away.
They got that from the Kaku Rangers.
Yes. And of course...
Kaku Rangers are the orcs.
The orcs is the, hey, look at that. And then running... it's the orc distraction technique. Running away is the Kaku Ranger technique.
Yeah, running away is a ninja style, whereas the other one is just, you know, hey, look, a submarine.
Of course, they can't counter the strategy at this point. She won't be able to become a popular idol.
No.
And going to see if they can get by a new Tasher and looking, and there isn't any money for that. And then they figure that.
Yeah, how can
they,
it,
yeah, maybe
how,
they could rent. Where are you going to find a nerdy rental car?
And then, been spending a lot of money this season. Yeah. So.
And then Malshina. Except she's not quite the same. She's,
not going to lie, she's a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And suddenly transform again, run away again. Of course, side ear.
It's okay, she won't catch us, she's just walking.
Oh shit!
Yeah. She's running!
And then, of course, time for Akiba Rods. Nope. Akiba Pylon. Nope. Akiba Drill. Nope.
Akiba Drill was awesome.
She was trying so hard.
She gets a gold star.
So then it's time to summon the pen. Ultimate powers.
I love that! Pen! Ultimate pen. No, it's all one. It's all together.
And once again, nope.
A lot of nope in this episode.
So instead of summoning the official heroes, you get a few villains.
Yaiba, Long, and Venkuria.
Yep.
Whoops.
Uh-roh.
And of course they then get a fuzzy cannon that the Blasty Akiba Rangers.
I love that the Akiba Rangers like penultimate weapon is like this badass hands and ball and chain thing.
And then they'll be flattened like Zydos from Die Ranger.
And then the villain's like ultimate weapon is like a wrapping paper tube with like stuff on the outside.
Speaking of budget.
Yeah.
And, it's a sexy bazooka.
And Luda apologizes to all 30 million of her future fans.
Yeah.
And then, they get a call from Hakase. They got a new Itasher.
Woo!
Yes, because there's still unsold figure arts out there. Yeah.
Sound of tires gripping on the road. And
a mere 15,000 yen still, too.
And, it's a tiny RC car.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, does it have a headmaster?
Actually, I don't think it's an RC car. I think they just rolled the figure arts one into their feet.
They added an antenna.
Oh, okay. Sure, they probably tape that on.
That's not the only thing they tape on.
Oh, yeah, I know. We'll get to that.
Tape on or tape down?
Yes, we're talking about penis.
Well, Malshina.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't Malshina's, stop you.
And, Malshina's of course, penis? Yeah, that was really only all she could afford. So, of course, calls cons to come forward. And Luna starts trying to get the second Itasher to transform. And that sparks the gears in Akagi. He's like, wait, it's not a Itasher 2. It's a Itasher boy.
Yes.
And because, sometimes second robots are kind of shrimpy.
Titan Boy, Tetra Boy, Tackle Boy, Liner Boy.
Of course, transforms. Boy!
Intro quote.
Yeah.
With like theme music and shit, too.
Yes. Got power to the original, did it. And then it proceeds to kick the shit out of both the giant robot
and
General Pain. Who actually helps it kick the shit out of the giant robot.
It is actually pretty well directed for when it's beating the shit out of everything, too.
Yes. Yes.
I was surprised. Like, are they cheaping out? I was like, that's just kind of awesome.
And, of course, Japan's wondering how the heck it could happen. Which, of course, it's a new robot made a first appearance. That itself is the most potent victory flag of all.
Yes. Whoops. He still can't beat the tropes there.
And one giant swing to blow up the robot, and then suddenly Hakase starts collapsing in pain. And pulls open her shirt to reveal a scorpion tattoo.
Ruh-roh.
God damn it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Meanwhile, back outside of the delusion world, the Akiba Rangers find General Pain just fallen down, unresponsive.
He's probably still trapped in the delusion.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, back at the hospital room, the patient is humming a theme song, is humming this theme song from season one.
Mm-hmm.
And next week.
Is that it?
And next week.
The nurse.
Haka.
Yeah.
That was Malshina, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, Malshina. That's the nurse.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking for a while, but this is the first time we've seen her face. I'm like, oh, yeah, there you are.
Yeah, Malshina. And then in the preview, Paka.
Paka!
Paka!
Yeah, Paka's.
And of course. One of the best theme, the best ending song, Cause singing Gal Muscles theme.
But so.
And seriously, that's Cause can sing like that. That is amazing.
Yeah. So who are we thinking the hospital man is now?
Your mom.
Well, sure. Okay.
It's hot. Definitely Hade Saburo.
That's what I've been saying. I was like,
who else is going to know the theme song to the first season?
That was retconned.
Well, the theme song wasn't retconned.
But the fact it was a show was.
Well, I bet it's a male version of Luna.
Oh, God.
But yes. It's that time in Akiba Ranger where the shit hits the fan.
It's that time in Akiba Ranger where what?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we've had since episode one this season. This is the time we actually start getting a plot.
Yeah, true.
And then it becomes
was episode one.
Episode one was the retcon fest recap.
So, next week is going to definitely be interesting.
Paka!
Though, is it one of the two previous Pakas, or is it a new one?
Oh, it's probably a new one.
It's going to be a new one.
Although with the retcons, did the previous Pakas even exist?
This is a good question.
Maybe what it is that the previous season's elements that got retconned out are going to start bleeding into
season
two.
But yes, next time, episode 10, Delusional Pillow Talk.
Actually, that would make sense, because if you have the Paka showing up and then Hakase's tattoo showing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All we need is Geki Blue's twin brother. Yeah.
Yeah. It could happen.
All right, let's take a break.
All we need now is not Retsu to show up.
We just said that.
Yeah. Thank you for... Yeah. Okay.
Did she get the guy from Geki Ranger to come back?
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Now I've got the power to deal with you putties!
Spacesuit is your last guardian against danger! Spacesuit you with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers!
Get your hands on space shooters! Launch up to 20 soft foam bits!
Space shooters!
I win!
Get your hands on space shooters!
And now back to action with Superhero Time!
Every time after that burns.
You know what I love about Ryukendo?
Everything.
But specifically the first theme song, which we don't have with this episode. So this episode sucks.
But it's only like a minute at the beginning of the episode.
But it's not the first theme song. So it sucks.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at Superhero_Time.
Mickey?
What?
Ryukendo!
Yeah, it's a pretty good show.
Well, why don't you tell us about it? Tell us about it, or I'll have Fort Max do it again.
He did pretty fine. I think he's good with it.
Okay, go ahead, Fort Max.
Really? Are we doing this?
Ken?
Apparently we are.
No, I'm good.
That was awesome, Ken, because you're just like... No. I mean, I could save it, but No.
We're past that point.
There is nothing to save.
I'm trying to save the Titanic after it split in half.
Mm-hmm. It's on the way down.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. JD, you haven't done any summaries this week, have you?
Damn it!
Well.
Excellent.
This will be awesome because I don't know who the f*** these people are, but not that you guys know either. Well, Ken does.
Well, not, no,
Ken
I don't.
Does because
not that we care.
All right.
He knows because his name is in the show.
True. Anyway, so episode starts out. And
okay,
like...
JD, the only names you have to know is that one of them is Ryu Kendo and one of them is Ryu Gunno.
Okay, well, that's fine then. I'll just go with that.
Shocking! Oh. Netflix will be on the PS4!
So what? There's like this wow. tunnel thing? Yeah.
That's so, the best feature they're advertising?
Oh, well, there's also Redbox Instant.
Which,
well, that's, I repeat, that's the best feature they're advertising?
Well, it's not, because they already did all the promo for the game and stuff. This is for the extra feature stuff, so I don't knock them.
They talked about movies and TV.
No.
Oh, they talked about the games at the announcement.
Yeah, they've talked about some games here today. It's not like Microsoft, which completely split the two.
Yeah,
Microsoft had a rape joke.
If you wanted to see the games, if you saw the PS4 announcement stuff, that was badass. Like, that is... Like,
yeah, especially compared to what Microsoft did. Yeah.
Yeah. Not say that Sony did not push games.
Yeah, and they still got games coming out here. It's just they just did a little thing on.
So actually, I am more interested in what the additional features are going to be than the games, because I've already seen a lot of stuff about the games. I'm wanting to know what the extra features are going to be.
At this point, announcing that your device has Netflix really isn't impressing anybody. I mean,
the Redbox,
like, when the DS has Netflix.
But the Redbox Instant is interesting.
That is interesting, though.
You know, so yeah. That, I mean, that is a bigger deal, because I think Redbox Instant, man, they are poised to take it. If they could totally take a lot of market share from Netflix.
They could.
But,
right.
But Redbox,
they have used game blocking technology, then Redbox is probably going under. So is Gamefly.
Also,
Redbox is not going to go under.
Does Redbox have new Arrested Development episodes?
No, but they will eventually. I mean, you know, they're backed by Verizon too, so it's not like they don't have, you know, decent.
Yeah, that's a endorsement of quality.
Well, I mean, it's better than you know, Sprint. So
they're backed by Verizon, which means that the NSA knows what movies you're renting.
Totally. Topical. All right. Anyway, Ryu Kendo. So these people keep ending up in this f***ing tunnel and this weird chick.
Perplexity.
The tunnel of perplexity. And, you know, and of course the crazy dude jumps out. Yes, drinking all the negative energy. Whatever the f*** that means. And so, yeah. So meanwhile, Ryu Kendo is trying to decide what to have for lunch.
This is the best part of the episode.
Like, rolls or the
well,
pork?
Most of the episode's the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like the indecision of what to eat.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
He goes outside and he's like, the rolls of the pork.
Or I can get chicken at the convenience store.
There's a chicken place over there.
Man, the 7-Eleven has these great burritos.
Man. Oh, fucking true story. When the tornadoes hit, like one of the storm chasers, like really early on, was like, okay, we're going to stop at this gas station and get some gas and some gas station burritos, and then we'll be on our way. And I was like, damn it! That sounds delicious.
Wait. Don't you get the gas station burritos and then the gas in that order?
I don't know how they did it, but yeah. Yeah, but probably both. They probably got gas and then the gas station burritos.
Well, no, see that, that's why you get the gas station burritos. That way you have more later on. That way you have to refill.
Totally. So, anyway, so he's like, the chicken or the rolls or the pork or the pork or the rolls or the chicken. And he disappears. And then he's in this tunnel thing.
And he's like, tunnel. Ah, yeah. Pun. And he figures out his answer and disappears again.
Oh, yeah. They kind of ruined the joke there, but I get it.
Yeah.
TV Neons. Here's, well, whenever. Oh, you.
I don't want to see how bad
the TVN's Kyoruger is when it comes to the puns.
I've seen it. It's not.
How would you even translate that joke, though? Because it's based on tonkatsu.
Mm-hmm.
How could you translate that?
It's
TV Nihon. They don't.
How could a real translation company translate it?
I don't know. It's
fun. instead of trying to make their own pun that actually works in context.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what would work in context. They're making your own.
Well, I don't know. Maybe leave it as tonkatsu? I don't know. It's the name of a dish, so.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably go with that if I was doing it.
Because, I mean, if it. That's the thing.
That would probably be the most elegant way to handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no clue what the f*** y'all are talking about. So, anyway.
we're not watching that show.
So, whatever. Anyway, and then it's like, and so then there's this whole, like, investigation where, like, Ryu Gunno and, like, are interviewing people, and all these people are like, yeah, I was sitting there and I couldn't decide if I wanted to, like, jack off or take a piss, and then, like, I vanished, and then I came back. And then, like, you know, and so it's
then
like,
I pissed my pants because I would because
so then I pissed
I was
my
in
pants
the tunnel and then I was out of the tunnel I was back
and there were all these people around me and I pissed my pants and then I couldn't decide if I wanted to like run
if he pissed his pants he clearly decided he was going to piss first.
No, but then he's like, I didn't know if I should just cover myself up or if I should run, and then I was in a tunnel again. And
there's so much you could do with that concept. Yeah,
so you just keep going back and forth. That's the way I would play that. Anyway,
well, they do kind of do that in reverse later, though.
Yeah. So anyway, they logic out that there must be something with this indecisive thing that's causing people to go. Meanwhile,
no, you forgot the important part.
They're...
Ryu Kendo remembering that, oh yeah, that happened too, to me.
Right, but I didn't think, I kind of implied that,
yeah.
That's what they, okay, thank you for this important, so fucking important that we got that point in, because it wasn't implied within the other stuff. Anyway.
No, it's that he didn't think it was important until later, until after they had already figured it out.
Jenny and Fort Max are my favorite odd couple.
I hate you so much. I despise that you breathe.
Oh, God.
So, anyway.
I can't breathe.
So then, like, for some reason, cosplay girls show up, which apparently they work there, but one of them's dressed in, like, a suit thing. And the other, like, barely has shorts on.
I think they're traffic cops.
Yeah.
I think they're traffic cops, but apparently...
Did Sakamoto film this?
No kidding, man, because those are crazy-ass shorts, man. It is like... I'm not saying... It wasn't above the cleft.
They're aren't comfy or easy to wear.
I mean,
their plan was to disguise themselves to be bait, but the one of them got confused and dressed as jailbait instead.
Totally, yeah. It was like, man, damn. I mean, like I said, it was definitely
watch this episode again.
Yeah, I know. I was sitting there. I was like, should I masturbate to this or just wait until later? And then I was in a tunnel.
Should you pee?
Should I shit and then masturbate, or masturbate and shit while I'm masturbating? No,
both.
Wow.
I'm bringing back the classics, y'all. Anyway, so they're there, and apparently they're gonna go figure out what's going on. And I love that, though. There's this one part where they're like, "Well, obviously the best choice to investigate this is Ryu Kendo because he can't decide what the he's doing." And he's like, hey, oh, yeah. So the girls drive off. And meanwhile, you know, like they can't, like there's the one girl that can't decide. Apparently she can't decide whether
something.
And apparently she wasn't paying good attention when they had the conversation about people disappearing when they're indecisive. Because the first thing that she does when she gets in the car is she's indecisive about something.
And it's very dangerous when the driver is indecisive. To the other one.
Do what?
She can't decide whether to confess her feelings to the other one.
Yes, she was.
Japan, steering wheels are on the opposite side.
She was on the f***ing right side.
Which is the driver's
side. Maybe it was an import car.
Choose the correct side.
Driving.
No, I'm pretty sure one of them was in the basement.
Oh my God. I hate you all. I hate you all.
The other one was in the gun.
I wish your parents would have shucked you when you were a baby. Just like... Anyway. SIDS. Anyway. So.
SIDS once. I got better, though.
You got better from SIDS. Oh. I do not think that word means what you think it means. So.
I thought he was dead. Anyway. He got better.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't know. Somebody goes back in the tunnel, I think, for a minute. But anyway, the chick disappears.
Ryugano does briefly.
Yeah, Ryugano does briefly because he has like the vaguest moment of indecision.
But and like, then, how the heck do I? And like, why are they saying that I'm not a good person? That I can't handle this.
Like, but yet I can. Oh, and then he disappears out of the tunnel. So it's like, oh.
And then he logics himself back out.
Right. Like instantly.
Because he suddenly realizes that, oh, that's why I was being indecisive. That's what I was being indecisive. You idiot!
Yeah. So anyway,
actually being self-aware of what he's doing is the worst thing to do.
So the girl, anyway. So the girl comes running back, like, oh my God, the other girl disappeared. So they decide, all right, Ryu Kendo, you're up, buddy. And so, I don't know. He gets indecisive about something stupid.
Uh-huh.
And,
of course, it's Ryu Kendo.
Yeah, and it was, like, really easy to trick him. And then he gets there. And so he's in the tunnel, and he's, like, helping, you know. So he starts to, like, fight this monster thing. And, like, in the middle of, like, the power-up, right out of the power-up, he's like, oh, yeah, that's why I can't.
Well,
so I could.
I like when he transformed, though. He's like.
He goes around the corner because he's trying to hide from the chick, and he's like,
whisper,
like, "Ryu Kendo," and they're like, "I'm sorry,
I hear you." Gotta yell. It's like, oh, okay,
damn it.
It's like, oh, Ryu Kendo. No, he's like, God, Ryu Kendo.
God, Ryu Kendo.
Get it right.
I'm a little bit leader now. God, Ryu Kendo. In the middle of the fight, though, then he's totally like. Oh, yeah, now I got that thing figured out, and then, like, gets exited from the tunnel.
And his sword's like, you stupid motherfucker.
Dumb son of a bitch, aren't you?
Like, okay, here.
He's like, okay. So he tells him, he's like, all right, well, maybe you should use the jet ski. Oh, no. Well, maybe you should use the gorilla gun. No, maybe you should use the other thing. And he's like, well, what do I use? And then he's back in the tunnel.
Yes.
And so he's like, oh, sweet. Well, then I could just, like, shut the up. Just leave it vague for now. So he fights the monster. Well, he comes back to fight the monster thing. Well, lo and behold, the other chick has shown up now. And there's a whole, I don't know, angst thing. We're like, oh, I was going to join SWAT without you. Oh, no, you can't because we totally love her. Oh.
After they, while they're beating the monster.
So then they beat the crap out of the monster, and it's, like, all cool. So they're like, yeah, we totally figured it out. Oh, we're okay. And then, like, the monster starts sneaking up behind them again. And so God Ryu Kendo's like, holy f-. And he goes and he, like, stabs it and fights it and, like, swipes the wall. And then he has, like, the fucking Star Wars moment. Like,
he realizes that the whole time they've been inside the monster.
They've been inside the monster.
And since it's a female monster and they've been inside this long, dark tunnel, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, yes, they've been trapped in this monster's vagina the entire time.
The whole time I was thinking intestines.
No, because, see, to people in Japan, the vagina would be the tunnel of perplexity.
Right. It's a tunnel of perplexity and indecision. So,
there's no tentacles.
Well, no. It's not about that. See, women by their nature are indecisive. So, no, that was awful. I can't even go with that. But anyway, Japan.
So they can't have a vagina or a poop.
Yeah. Basically.
But no, when he does slash her, like, it is glowing down there, so I think XB is right.
Yeah, it's probably.
Of course, XB is right.
Anyway, so they.
That's like, how they go in vaginas.
They pull out the newest Leo thing or whatever, motorcycle thing.
The ride vendor.
Ryu Kendo finds his key so he can drive back out of the giant vagina.
The current toy they're trying to sell.
Yes, exactly. So they go blasting out of the vagina thing. And
she gives birth to a lion.
And so then he like untransforms real quick and he's like, girls, f***ing run! And they're like, oh my god, it's a huge monster! Yes, 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 that's great, run!
Where the f*** were you?
It's like, it doesn't matter, f***ing run! So meanwhile, the monster like explodes because it's f***ing enormous. Like, this thing is
like,
huge.
Where were you when Superman showed up? I saw f***ing gas that, just run!
We got to see the burritos, okay? We go, oh, run!
Figure out what I want for lunch.
So, burritos. I want gas station burritos. So, yeah. So, anyway, everybody's saved and everybody's fine. And now the girl's not going to join SWAT because they're not going to do it until they can both go together and then they can have babies together. The end.
And meanwhile, Ryu Kendo and Ryu Gunno get to walk back.
Yeah. Like, why the f*** are we walking? Shut up, Ryu Kendo.
We have motorcycles.
Shut up, Ryu Kendo.
We just need to find a bathroom stall to transform in.
It's a great show. I have no f***ing clue what it's about, but it's hilarious.
Were you around for the floral sodomy?
No.
No.
That was before me.
Which episode
was
that?
Armor Hero.
But you know,
the same one with the bathroom stall transformation.
I know that, but the episode.
It seems a shame that Takara only did 3 years of these. They just kind of stopped.
Well, and I would say Ryu Kendo is the best out of those three.
From what I've seen so far, yeah.
Maybe they'll try it again one time.
Let's see. I'm looking for that YouTube clip that I originally saw the bathroom stall transformation in.
Oh my god, who has the fucking communicator?
Not me.
You can hear that?
Yes!
Damn, I don't know if that loud.
What?
Every once in a while, I'm like, Bridge? What the
fuck? Yes, I've set my whole phone to L-cars, and so...
The Bridge report.
I know, I'm like, ah!
It's like, what the fuck?
No problem, it's okay.
There we go, episode 22.
What?
Just watch the YouTube video, JD.
Okay, that's all I need to do.
Okay. It'll be fine.
I don't have to listen to it then. I guess I don't need sound.
Should be subtitled.
Oh, they are going to
subtitles are like sound if you're deaf. You're deaf.
I think I'm not looking.
So there's a kid in there. Okay. Oh my god. Why?
That's
why?
Amazing.
Why did that have to happen?
What? Why didn't it? Question.
At some point along the way in the series, they had a rule that they cannot transform in front of anyone.
Even each other?
Apparently so.
Hey, he just tosses
bathroom
him,
stalls.
He just tosses him back into the urinal.
Wow.
And this is not the funniest thing in that episode.
Funniest thing in the clip, though.
Yeah. Well, except for that fat woman in spandex. That's pretty awesome.
That's a woman?
Well...
Man, this is a great episode.
The people that made this show are on some serious shit.
It's amazing.
They've had 30 cc's of Japan pumped directly into their blood.
She just stuck that in his ass. That's amazing.
Oh, it is in this clip.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Flower sodomy.
Rectal flower pot. That's a whole... That's a whole new kink, man. It's like, I want you to be a flower pot. Do a headstand. I will arrange these flowers in your rectum.
I just got to fill it full of dirt.
Oh.
So but it provides its own fertilizer.
God. Totally true.
Wow.
Stay there, slave. That's amazing.
I don't know what we're going to watch next week, but it won't top this.
No.
No.
Let's watch episode 22 of Ryu Kendo.
Yeah, I already did that.
And
is anyone opposed?
They've seen the best part
really.
Of it already. No, if we were going to watch Ryu Kendo, we should watch a different episode.
I suggest we start doing Ryu Kendo weekly after
Akiba
finishes.
I'm down for that.
That's
not a terrible idea, I guess.
I probably wouldn't object.
Even if I didn't like this one that much.
Well, that's just because you have wrong opinions.
Yeah. They have wrong opinions.
I think we're kind of establishing that, aren't we? Doesn't like a Keeper Ranger?
So what do we want to watch next week? Don't all speak of it once now.
I'm thinking.
Well, you hate my suggestion, so I'm not saying anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, Paladin, here's what you need to do. Try to think of something that you think that we will all hate and then suggest that.
Yeah.
Because whenever you suggest something that you like and you think we should like, we don't.
Hey, XV is purposely trying to get you to suggest something that you'll hate so that we can watch it.
No, I told him to suggest something that he thinks we will hate. There's a difference.
All right, Digimon Frontier.
That's something you.
I was going to say that.
That's something you know we'll hate, though.
How do you know if you haven't watched enough of it?
I've seen the entire series.
I watched plenty of it. That's how I know I hate it.
I think the entire series.
Captain Power and the Soldiers of the Future.
We don't even have episodes of that.
YouTube. It's American Toku.
Well, I don't hear any better suggestions, so what the hell?
Yeah, I think it's this sometime, didn't we?
I'll find an appropriate episode.
Well, if we did one American Toku, we could do Sky Surfer Strike Force.
Except that's a cartoon, so it's kind of not tokusatsu. Unless there was a live-action version of it that I didn't know about.
What?
Huh?
Was there a live-action version?
Of what?
Pretty sure there's not.
No.
Then it kind of doesn't qualify.
I don't know. It's fairly special.
we did do Samurai Pizza Cats.
Oh, yeah.
And Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon counts, though, because it's a 5-man team of colored warriors.
Except they're not actually men.
And it was live action as well.
Yeah, there was a live action.
And wasn't there some other cartoon we did?
Ronin Warriors?
Yes.
Yeah.
That counts, though. Team of 5 colored people transforming, yeah.
Close I don't enough. Remember them... I don't remember them being colored people.
Well, what?
Wow.
Well, they weren't in black and white, were they? Fort Max, where is your trigger maximum drive located?
Mm-hmm.
In the gun?
I already asked him that.
I wasn't listening.
The final sound effect would be in the gun, but the call out and charge up is in the memory. It is
like
a 2-in-1
original...
sound effect.
I see what you did there.
It's just like the original.
That seems kind of bullshit. You'd think the perfect selection would have fixed that little issue, but I guess not.
Because it still has to work.
It's so perfect after all.
It never said perfect, it said complete.
It's not complete!
Of course not. It doesn't come
it's a complete selection double driver. It doesn't say complete selection trigger magnum, does it?
Maybe the complete selection double driver should have come with a trigger magnum.
In semantics. For as much as they were probably charging for it, I imagine it should have.
So, Fort Max, how big does the belt go?
I'm not sure.
It'll probably does go it, around my thigh.
Does it go bigger than what you can wear?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Of course, what's your pant size?
What's sexier than a fat man with a double driver around his thigh?
What's your waist size, Fort Max?
33, I think.
You.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
33? God damn it!
That's smaller to me, shit.
I shit things bigger than you.
And that's how Fanboy Versus was born.
No, he said bigger.
32.
So what the fuck did we agree to watch next week?
That's a good question.
Your mom.
A undecided episode of Captain Power.
Yeah.
And the Soldiers of the Future.
Does it have to be the Soldiers of the Future also?
Yeah, you can't have one without the other.
Kind of like He-Man and the Masters of the Universe?
Exactly.
No. You can have one without the other.
Wait, doesn't He-Man himself count as a Master of the Universe?
No, he's better than them.
In the 2003, there was just the Masters of the Universe.
The Masters of the Universe who never leave
with
their
Dolph
planet.
Lundgren.
They're the Masters of the Universe, but they never go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Say, when we say we are the defenders of the earth, we mean 89th Street between.
No, defenders of the earth is various characters from newspaper comics,
like Curtis,
like Flash Gordon, Mandrake the Magician, the Phantom,
Garfield.
No,
so it's minus Garfield.
Sure.
Is the podcast over yet?
No, I don't think so. Oh. Run out of booze?
No, just patience.
It took you this long to run out of patience? That's surprising. I ran out of patience like 45 minutes ago.
So that was during the Akiba Ranger summary.
Yeah, imagine that.
Huh, gee, I wonder whose fault that is.
I'm gonna say it's Paladin's fault.
Yeah. You too.
Because he doesn't like a Keeper Ranger, so you can't throw it on him?
Right.
Yeah, basically. So this week I had to throw all of us under the bus and have Fort Max do it.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
I think they're actually showing Final Fantasy Versus 13. I thought that game didn't exist anymore.
Ew, gross.
Yeah. It's what it looks like, anyway. It's Final Fantasy something, I think.
It's always Final Fantasy something.
Yeah, I know.
It's always,
it's
but
never
it's,
final
it's,
enough.
No, it's always Final Fantasy VII something.
This is an action game, though. It doesn't look that bad.
It's as though Square Inc. only has the option of Final Fantasy VII.
No, this ain't VII, trust me.
See, that's the thing I don't understand about Final Fantasy. How do sequel games then get their own sequel games?
Well, and if it's the Final Fantasy, how come there's so f***ing many of them?
We have Final Fantasy 13-3 coming out.
This is where's my Chrono Trigger 3, goddammit?
Where's my Chrono Trigger 2?
End of Time 6.
It's being played by Figo Arts Master Asia.
Damn it.
That guy.
Actually, this game does not look bad.
Have they discussed any DRM yet?
No, I don't think they're going to touch it. I really don't.
No.
I imagine you get a prize at the end and that's it.
They could touch my DRM.
Final Fantasy Versus 13. It does exist. Holy shit. Oh, no, it's not Final Fantasy Versus 13. It is now Final Fantasy 15.
Oh, well, okay, there you go.
They renamed it.
Right, what? Just
body f***ing die.
So Final Fantasy 15 is not even a role-playing game?
It's an action game. That's what it looks like.
No, did they just rename it just now on stage?
Or in the
totally.
Like, unless this... Oh, no, they have another trailer coming up now. No, it's Disney. Oh, shit. Oh, God, no. It's Kingdom Hearts.
Of course it is.
Final Fantasy 15 is Kingdom Hearts?
Kingdom Hearts HD.
No, it's another trailer.
Oh.
Is it 1.5 or is it Kingdom Hearts 3?
I don't know. They're playing stuff from old games, which is all the same game at this point.
So it's an HD remake?
I don't know yet. I could go for an actual Kingdom Hearts 3 if they actually do new movies.
Kingdom Hearts plotline confuses me to no end.
It was fine up until they started doing all the f***ing spinoffs.
Yeah.
Two was good. One was good. Oh, it's Kingdom Hearts 3.
No, it's
just the bad.
Whoopee!
Oh, that's a huge feather in Sony's cap right now, though.
Actual gameplay.
Yep.
Yep, that's... Holy shit, that's a lot of Heartless. I'm surprised. I am legitimately surprised. Two games that... Oh, now in development, okay. But two games that were vaporware up until now. I'm impressed, Square Enix. Final Fantasy
XV. You don't hear that sentence very often anymore.
What's that? Yeah, I'm impressed, Square Enix. Yeah, they announced Final Fantasy XV and Kingdom Hearts 3 in one fell swoop. So that's actually... And with no trailer, they say, oh yeah, we're also bringing Final Fantasy XIV. Nobody cares.
Yeah, f*** that shit. Whatever happened to The Last Guardian?
What, the game from the 80s? for the NES.
Superhero time! Zitaimo Shabadabi!
Let me know!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.